All right, y'all. Welcome back to Commission Reviews. It's Love and Marriage EC. Another recap. We are missing a few people. But Dina, do me a quick recap, Mama, please, real quick. And hey, Erica. Oh,
Jesus. Okay. So Joy and Clifton get to the house. There's a finish up of that. Basically, the next morning, they have a bunch of stage conversations about how everybody felt about what happened when Joy and Clifton showed up. They went skiing. Winter hurt herself. Jamie and Arena had a conversation with Clifton and Joy about an apology or what happened or really didn't happen. Ashley and Shirella had a conversation about whatever events that took place. Then the intuitive coach Terry shows up and kind of digs in on Joy. Black and Joy kind of have their first conversation. Joy walks out, and that's pretty much about it.
Okay, so there's a few things that I want to talk about as far as this episode. Really and truly, to be honest, I really want to just hop to the part where Joy and Black and all that had the conversation. But, Dina, what did you think about this episode compared to the last couple episodes? Just a little bit
better. It started off slow. It's really given me a lot of staged conversations about, like, okay, we all saw what happened last night, or, you know, everybody was there. Like, the whole 10 to 15 minute recap of each couple and their thoughts. We already getting confessionals. I don't know why the first 10 or 15 minutes of every episode is the couples individually discussing what happened on camera when we get confessionals. That's retarded. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I really don't like the way that, and I don't know if this is editing or whatever, how Terry kind of just came in and zoned in on Joy. Like, I do kind of agree with Joy. It's like, you need to ask somebody if you can read them. You just don't walk through the door and be like, woo, 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 woo. You was on my mind the whole way we was here. I kind of felt, if you come in like attacking somebody, then you should expect them to be defensive or whatever. So there's that. And then the whole Joy and Black thing, like, if you're only listening to respond instead of understand and comprehend, you will never get anywhere in a conversation. And I feel like both of them are just waiting for the other one to stop talking so they could speak, not necessarily comprehending what the other person was saying.
So yeah, that topic, and also, well, I know that Jamie and them were trying to, trying to make something happen, but even they shut that down. I don't know what's going on with that, because it seems like, even though yes, that you're my friend, but I don't want to hear what y'all trying to say. At the same time, they're agreeing with them and saying no, I don't feel like that. You know, the whole situation with Clifton and all kinds of stuff. Now, one thing I didn't know is when Joy said that she felt like that Ashley put her hand in a man's face. And I want to ask you guys, this is what I want to ask you guys this question. How do y'all feel about that as far as a woman putting her hands in your man's face? Is that like a physical thing or whatever? What do y'all think about that?
Oh, I'll go. First of all, always tell me, don't put yourself in no man's place. I'm not putting my face, and I'm not putting no hands on a man first or getting all up in his face or whatever, because people don't know other people's level of crazy. First of all, there. And I think when the incident did happen, when Joy stepped in front of Clifton, I think that was a good thing, so that her and Ashley, two women, could, hopefully, thank God it didn't go there, but you don't want a man and a woman going there. You know, she stood in front of her husband and they ain't even talking, you know, they're talking about how, I think Arena barely brought it up, about how Ashley was putting her hands in Clifton's face, but saying she disrespected because Clifton leaned over her and she almost damn near taller than him in heels. But anyways, I digress.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this. I'm from the South. And I'm going to tell you this right now, that if you put your hands, if you're a woman and you put your hand in another man's face, that is seen as some kind of attack or whatever. If he's not going to react, these days men unfortunately react like women sometimes. Sorry, but they do. His woman going to come out the back like, don't put your hand in my man's face. You know, it's going to be something like that or whatever. And that it's sometimes, you know, like spit can be illegal. Mm. Putting your hands in someone's face in certain areas can be a sign of, oh, it's time to fight.
Right.
So this fight, I know people are tired of talking about it, but it started to, like, make the stories getting bigger and bigger as we talk about it. I feel like the whole situation where did he lean in? Did you put a hand in the face? You know, to me, all of it is messed up. You know, you got quick, don't want to talk to him, which, again, most men, you're supposed to defend your woman or something like that is happening. Right. But at the same time, a man will tell his woman, baby girl, you know you wrong, da-da-da. Now, I don't know if that happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen in a relationship. But even myself, as high strung as I am, you know, I don't have a problem with my guy telling me, you know, baby, in this instance, you were loud and wrong. You know what I'm saying? You would need to hear that. And I've received that. Does it happen here? I don't know, because they keep bringing it like it doesn't. What do you, Erica, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't
and welcome. Seen the video. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you. Yeah, like, I don't, okay, so I didn't really want to review the footage again, because I'm, yeah, like, I'm kind of tired of it, but to some extent, I know, so, but to some extent, you know, so I, to me, for one, I felt like maybe she came in the room a little too hot towards Clifton, but at the end of the day, she's basically like, get to stepping. Me and your wife been into it, so it's time for y'all to leave. And I felt like he did lean over her, honestly. I don't think he was just, I wouldn't take it like he was all out disrespecting her or whatever,
but the way
they clipped it, the way the footage fell to me, it looked like he was leaning over, like, I don't see what your problem is, and he leaned in. I don't think he was trying to intimidate her or anything, but, and I don't think it was a huge, I mean, I think they both probably were wrong, so to some extent it's like, can you all both, you know, admit that you had a, you know, that you made mistakes or whatever, which apparently we're beyond that, so so I am not totally actually against Ashley, because I'm not really clear as to why they came to her space, you know, kind of like with the house, you know, like if you beefing with somebody, why are you know, I guess it's production, I'm not sure, but to me it's a certain way you carry yourself if you're on somebody else's area. So, you know, and quick to me it's like, okay, are you looking at the footage? Like, to me, Quick is going to take Ashley's side, because that's her perspective. So unless he actually sees it, I don't see how he's even in a place to check her, unless he's like, okay, I said that they could stay and they should be able to stay. But otherwise,
well, he could say that, and we don't know if that was said, because, you know, we all know about the gray area. We talk about this all the time on here, how we don't see it. Dina, we talk about this behind the scenes. We don't see everything. So, of course, we don't know what was shown. That conversation may have happened, Erica, where the behind the scenes, he might have said, now, you know, because look how we saw the part we even talked to her about it. Now, that conversation may have been expounded, you know what I'm saying, to where those topics you just talked about were, you know, a topic of conversation. But we don't know, because as far as editing goes, they're going to show us what they want to show us for drama and all the mess. So, and it's unfortunate. But at the same time, I don't know, man. With the editing, even with the fight, we don't actually know what was the entire fight was shown. We're going back and forth. A black man, you know, saying that he's leaning someone's face is a very severe and a very, very, it's up there, saying that a black man, you was in a woman's face. So for me, you know how I move, even with Jamie, any of them, I move a certain way. How, if I speak about black men, ready to love, people say, oh, you for the black man. I know how this goes, just like for black women. But for black men, it's crazy. If you say they're in someone's face or doing something physical, that could tarnish somebody. So I do move a certain way when it comes to certain verbiage. I hope everyone understands that. Yes, Dina, you want to add to the conversation, mama?
I'm just gonna say, you know how sometimes they, what they call breaking the fourth wall, and it could be that Quick has not seen the footage until we get to the reunion, or, you know, how they say they send them clips or whatever before they film the reunion, or they have like a showing of, you know, what's being done or whatever, however they do it before the reunion, so everybody can be caught up on what topics to talk about. I personally don't think that he's seen the footage, because I do agree with Erica. They both were in the wrong, because she came in on 1,000 and he should have just backed up and let Joy handle the situation. Me personally, if I was somewhere with my man, right, and I see him into it with another man, I'm not jumping in the middle of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
You know, I might grab his hand and be like, baby, let's just go for something.
There you go. There you go.
You know, or something like that. But I'm not going, I wouldn't put myself in, you know, all up in some other man's face or whatever, you know, like I'm, you know, a Billy Badass or nothing like that. So honestly, you know, like I said, he should have, I personally, if I was Clifton, I would have went and sat in the corner with Jamie and minded my own business, and unless it got physical, personally.
I have to agree that I feel like that I wish Clifton would have took a back seat. Okay. And I say this because not saying that Clifton is admitting to wrong or right, because he would do what Dina's saying, but I'm saying taking the back seat would have prevented a lot of things. There's a lot of times that you've seen your uncle or your brother, or maybe your boyfriend, somebody you're with, where it's like, man, I already see where this is going. Yes, she's a lot. Yes, she's wrong. But if you get involved, she's gonna be in the right and you're gonna be wrong. So just step back. And I've been there and seen it. So I wish he would have just stepped back and be like, look, I'm not even gonna get involved with this, because him leaning in, making a face or whatever, you know what I'm saying, caused so much dissension in this group or this whole situation, alleged fight, alleged argument, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's just a mess, completely a mess. So, with that being said, I want to go. We're on the trip, and we're now. One part I will say that I feel like was a light part is when they went skiing. It seemed like there was some fun stuff happening there. There was a lot of shade being thrown, I feel like, throughout the entire episode. Like every time, I don't care who is doing what. I don't care if they're going outside to put on shoes. Joy and Clifton is a cloud. I was like, damn. I mean, every time we go to a scene, it's something about Joy and Clifton, whether they're there or not. Did you guys catch that, or is it just me?
I did. And one thing I want to say that Jamie said, that, you know, the whole situation is giving hope, because he was like, a year ago, you know, everybody hated winter or whatever, right? And he was like, now we at winter's thing. And then when she hurt herself, he was like, a year ago, I would have hurt the other leg. You know what I'm saying? 100%. So there's hope that, you know, that they can eventually get on one accord. But I will tell you, like, if somebody is, if the whole group is always picking on you, then you're always going to be in defense mode. Right now, Joy and Clifton only have Jamie and Arena. So it's kind of split down the middle, so to speak, because Winter and whatever her dude's name is Switzerland. They neutral. And then you got Black and Shirella and Quick and Ashley against the Petties. So it's kind of like, I'm always going to be in defense mode, because I know you don't like me. I know you don't rock with me. And until people, you know, get out of that, this is the childish mentality, and sit down and have an adult conversation, you know, it might take a couple times. People are people, and they got feel, and they're humans, and they got feelings, and, you know, things get a little wild, but you got to go to the corner, take a break, breathe, and come back and be like, okay, I've collected myself. Let's continue the conversation. But it seems like every time they try to have a conversation, it just gets heated, and then everybody leaves, and nobody comes back to finish the conversation.
So one thing I want to go, before we go into the Terry, before we go into, because I'll have some say about that as well, I wanted to point out, you know, every season is something that makes a kind of funny thing. We had the red light before, remember, the fun size. So I guess for Cliff, you know, Clifton being new to the show, they want to call him Clifton the Big Red Dog. I said, you know what? Who came up with this shit? I was like, that was Ashley, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, they wrong. Well, Chris, don't get mad. You know, y'all know me. I love clever things. I mean, to be honest, he is red, and his name is Clifton. But I'm not saying that I'm calling him. I'm being fun, because, you know, I'm light over here. But which I think, did she go too far with that? Is what I wanted to ask you guys. I was like, was that
disrespectful to gone a little bit too far with the disrespect and the nicknames, you know, on the husband, because if Clifton would have called Ashley the big red dog, meaning that he's calling her, you know, the B-I-T-C-H word, hell would have broke loose.
Yes, God help. Yes, I will admit that.
I think they did go too far. I don't know. Clifton is a little sassy, though. So it's,
well, I would say red because of his skin tone. And
yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I can see with his sassiness where he would get a nickname, is all I'm saying.
I hate the word sassy, Jesus.
Which I do too, but I do feel like in some places it is applicable. Or to me, I do feel, I don't know what he's done outside the show, because it seemed like people were intimating like he had this reputation before. But he seems like even with Quick, he's down for Ashley, but he's not as heated in some of the arguments. He just lets Ashley defend herself and he's kind of supportive. And I feel like to some extent, Clifton could do something similar.
Erica, I'm right there with you. Let me say something really quick. And people, I hope you don't get offended. Now, the way I grew up with my parents who were married over 20-some years, like, my mother was a fierce woman. Even though my dad, you know, was military, head of household, all these kind of things, whatever, my mother did her thing as well. But if there was something going on, both my parents are headstrong. I would see my mother, she would, you know, since you got to say, my dad, he wouldn't take a step back, but he let my mom do her thing and run it. Now, he would step if he felt he needed to, kind of like I was seeing with the Quick thing. Like you just said, I like what you said, Erica, because I feel like he'll step in if a man steps in. But if there's like a woman to woman thing or whatever, he's not going to say anything. And again, I think me and Dina both have said this. We don't know if Quick checks Ashley behind the scenes, because most men will say, I'll do it. You know how you heard your parents say, even when you being married, having the boyfriend, your dude would say in the car, like, girl, what was you doing? How many times did that happen? They didn't do it in public, but when you got in the car on the way home, it's like, baby, what was that? I don't agree with that, but whatever. So I'm sorry, Eric. I wanted to just say that was a good point. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. And yeah, so that's kind of my thing when I say sassy. I guess that's what I'm saying, because to some extent, it's kind of like when you watch the housewife shows, like the husbands, or I'm Married to Medicine or whatever, the husbands kind of, you support your wife and you're not going to let any man disrespect her. But if the women are beefing about something, you know what I mean? Why are you in the middle of it? You know what I'm saying? Why is, so to me, some of it is, you know, so when Jamie came to Clifton, like, can you apologize? Well, what if I didn't do anything wrong? It's like, okay, but if she feels disrespected, you didn't intend to disrespect her, then just, you know, like, to me, you know, I feel like Clifton can kind of either let Joy handle it or be willing to acquiesce on something.
I don't know. It's to me, it's a lot, because when you go back and forth as far as people arguing and who say what and man and woman, da da da. You know what I'm saying? It's just at the end of the day, most of the time, and this has been going on since the beginning of time, where you'll see, even growing up in the South, you see the women, you know, kind of collectively getting together, the aunties and the whatever. I knew something was going on growing up, because I would see all the women get together in the living room. You know, it's 2 a.m. they talking. Either somebody caught up in jail, or somebody manned somebody, or some, you know, some stuff, whatever's going on, the women were handling it, though. I didn't see one man in the room, you know, going in there saying, hey, I'm just keeping it real. There was never a man involved. Now, mind you, as a kid, I paid attention. I would see the men talking as well, but it would be the men talking. No woman or wife or girlfriend or whatever was going in there saying, I never saw it. It was always that separation. Because I feel like that separation, the girls are going to tell you what it is and the guys are going to do whatever. I don't think it should be a mixture. The only way a man should be involved is if another man is involved trying to come at his woman.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I always say we are united front in public and checking each other in private.
And see, it's the thing about it is people are looking to see Ashley being checked in public. And even Joy, and I don't understand that. If it's two women that's really kind of combative, you got something to say, the whole thing is, Why nobody hadn't checked Joy? Who are y'all her mama? I'm gonna keep it real because I really am a little irritated. So I'm just gonna be 100%
Well, I mean, they could even show us
I don't get it. I'm just saying.
I mean, I could care less.
Are they their mama?
Right.
Are they their mama? Please tell me that.
But what they're wanting to see is that Clifton or Quick checking them in the moment of the group, and that's not for them to see. What and if they decide to show it whenever, if Quick and Ashley had a conversation and he was like, hey, you know, they had cameras in the suite and you know I had them pull it back and you know you came in and you got right in Clifton's face. You know, I understand you feel disrespected, but I invited them there and that wasn't the time or place for you to get in the man's face. Then that's still in private, but we get to see it. But we haven't seen that yet in the episode. And another thing, well, see, and here's the thing with Joy. Joy hasn't gotten in a man's face. You know what I'm saying? Her beef with Ashley is her beef with Ashley, and they're both being disrespectful towards each other. So it's a mutual playing ground. So, and essentially, as long as she hasn't, you know, gotten into a man's face, then there's no disrespect for where Clifton needed to check her. And Clifton is I agree 100% with Clifton when Black was talking about his issue with Joy, and you see they cut back to the scene when they were at the wrestling thing, and he was like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm sitting here having a conversation with you. We didn't hung out however many occasions.
100%. Yep. Occasions.
He's like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. If a man's wife feels so strongly about not being in the presence of another man, what man is going to force his wife to be in the presence?
Come on now. Come on now. So let's get into that real quick. Let's talk about that, Dina. Good segue about the whole situation with the Black. The whole time I'm watching this grown man and I'm watching this, I'm trying to get a conversation with your wife. First of all, that sounds weird. You're literally telling me that you're constantly trying to get a whole talk with my wife over and over and over about something that happened 20 years ago. I don't want to send a beef between either one of them. I'm going to keep it real. I don't get why Joy cares. I get it's her friend. I get it. It's been 20-something years. What, a century? Why does it matter? He's married with somebody else. He's been married to for, I guess, over, I don't know how many years he's been married. You are married to somebody else. Unless, you know, you guys have been together as man and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend. And even then, I would still say, look how long ago it was. Why does it matter? And I do think I would take the same stance as Joy as, like, I don't care. I don't understand why Black wants to constantly have this conversation, because if it's not true that you didn't use her, that she was a side chick, why are you so pressed about it?
Right. And I get the negative connotation that, you know, because, you know, they had their whole interview and they broke down the timeline and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Regardless of whether y'all were intimate during or after the relationship, the fact that you were entertaining each other while he had a whole nother girlfriend and he was taking you home and you was coming to his shows in different cities or, you know, whatever. There's an emotion, you know, there's emotional cheating 90% of the time before there's physical cheating. You know what I'm saying? So, and you lucky you don't live in like North Carolina, South Carolina, where you can sue somebody for deflection of attention. I'm just saying. So,
Medina,
Medina,
my thing is this: Joy is not the girlfriend,
right?
The girlfriend is not here. I just don't get the whole storyline. I'm sorry,
I just don't get it. But what I'm saying is, I think that Black's whole thing is he wants to protect his image per se, and he feels like his wife is being disrespected. Like, for example, we wish that Maurice would step up like Black when everybody was trying to say Kimmy was a side chick and he never said nothing. And then the wife never, or the ex-wife or whatever, let the narrative be run. Like the way that Black is fighting to get rid of this side chick label is what we wish Maurice would do.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I get that point. I also thought
Joy said something about him being shady with the money or with the deals contracts or something. I don't even really remember it, but
I believe the situation was that I guess they had an opportunity to right. do a tour or some, you know, an opportunity to get some real money. And because of some the way he was moving around the group and he didn't do the paperwork in time or certain people didn't want to work with him, whatever, the deal fell through. And she feels like because of his shady business dealings that, you know, that's why their career didn't further on with the group.
I'm gonna be clear. I swear to God, I'd be willing to do a whole unsung on this whole goddamn group. Because right. I swear that I feel like that there is smoke under here. I think there's fire there. Whether and this is no shade, whoever gets hit. Whether there is some truth about Black maybe doing something like alluding to what Dina was saying as far as his wife or before or whatever. Even Joyce said that he did some dealing that was wrong, like Erica was saying with the, you know, with the record or whatever. A lot of these things may be true, even about Joy, whatever they may be, but it happened so long ago. We're hearing so many different stories. Unless mm-hmm. the whole band gets together in an unsung episode, let's break it down. Like, we're just hearing from Joy and Black, and they're both angry. And they're both talking. We're not gonna ever get, you know what I'm saying? There's no solution to it. I don't
think right. Although I do feel like if there's a new people on the show, which Sherelle and Black and Joy and Clifton were, if you're basically coming out like, okay, she's his wife now, but she was a side chick and he's shady, then to think that you're gonna come off, you know, basically you could come out blazing and they, you know, I never really have a chance to mash it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that even going to work? So I'm not saying that Black has to have a conversation with her. I get it. You know, she's a woman and he's a man or whatever. But it's like, okay, you are out here basically dogging him, refusing to tape, all this other stuff. And we all both been on the show 5 minutes. Like,
And I'm with you, Erica. First of all, I need to see the receipts. No, first I need the backstory. Then I need the receipts.
Right.
Y'all need to go ahead and hash it out. Because if I remember correctly, the other girl in the group is who Black was dating.
Right.
And I believe that because of this Sherelle incident and her and Black breaking up is part of the reason that the group disbanded.
Right.
I'm gonna say it real quick.
No, it's okay.
Whoever the girl is, I would love to hear from her. I swear to God, she can come here and be comfortable and just to have a conversation, because you ladies have brought up a really good point that, like I said before, we're missing the whole group, like the unsung episode. Like, can we get all stories? Because she's the one that happened to. We have right. George defending her, we have him talking about it, but and Sherelle has her part, but the lady that's actually involved has not said anything. How fair is that? That we haven't heard from her.
And there was a similar line, I think, on Basketball Wives LA or whatever, where the person is coming off and they're riding all hard for somebody who's not even on the show. So that person's voice is like not heard, and it just gives almost produce. Because I'm like, okay, you know, do you all have another reason? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we friends or not? Like, what are we doing? So, you know, I like Sherelle and Black, generally speaking, but I don't feel like they're given enough footage or airtime for us to really, I don't know, dare I say, care that much.
Yes, so, give a shit. Give a
right,
shit.
Right. Like, I just don't give, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I mean, at least Ashley, we like, you know, we know Ashley because she's been on the show. So I'm like, I don't even know these people half the time.
And we say that lightly. We say that lightly because I feel like that their storyline could be something. Just us talking about it.
Right. What I'm saying agree? Is, we don't know enough. Like, all I know about Sherelle is really her wigs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know that she hooked Winter up with this guy who she's no longer with. So, like, there might be stuff there. We just have not seen it. And so, to me, I feel like they're holding on to this fight with Joy as if that's the only way for them to be on the show. Because even when Sherelle was in there making eggs or making breakfast with Winter, it's like, okay, you know, we're mad at Joy too. Like, really? Hey,
come on, Erica. Like, come on, Erica.
What is we talking about?
Come on, Erica.
So it's almost like they want to be in the mix. You know, I'm not saying that they're not really upset with Joy, because Joy did say whatever about them, right? But it does seem like that's what they're holding on to kind of, you know, to be part of the discussion.
Come on, Erica.
You know, and so I don't know if it's them or the producers or Carlos. I don't know who's doing it. But yeah, like if we really gonna have a discussion, then Joy, we need your friend, girl. We need your friend, because you can't be out here scrapping for somebody who's not on the show.
I want to hear Dina jump in. Come on, Dina, jump in.
I was just about to say, look, now when we started this, it was 2022, 2023, right? And you know how people love to jump on the apps. And we have heard nothing from this woman. Now, it could be she is in a happy, loving relationship with 2.5 kids and a dog and a picket fence, and she don't want to go back down that road. But with everything that's coming out on the show, you would think this woman somewhere on one of these platforms would have been like, this is how it went down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was dating him from this time to this time. I saw phone messages of them going back and forth, kiki and haha, from this time to this time. Then we broke up, and then they smashed on this day. Or I called pictures of them together in his phone before we broke up. And I want to say, he even admitted on the Carlos King interview that, you know, him and the girl had broke up and got back together, broke up and got back together several times before.
I mean, he was an artist. That's like dating an athlete. Like, what are you expecting?
This is true.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that, but yeah. No. So
that type of environment.
And even the worst bands have groupies, I'm sorry to say.
So. Yes, and if you're a groupie and you landed the man, there's no shame in that either. I'm just saying. If you're a groupie and you ended up a wife, you win it, girl. So yeah, it's fine.
Pretty girls up 1,000.
But if we're going to talk about it, let's get the whole story out, because kind of throwing these little random shots. Because to me, if Joy really don't care, then just let it go. If it really ain't nothing. And it was so many years ago.
Yeah, I just still would like to have that conversation. You know, she probably is, I don't care about it or whatever, but I'm saying, I would like to have that conversation with her if somebody could reach out to her. That's just me.
No, I agree, because I'm like, okay, you made it a thing, so to now act like I don't care, it ain't nothing.
Right.
Well, then just film with the people and get over it. It is something. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't act like it's nothing if in the moment, or no, it is true, and this and this and this. You know what I'm saying? And so she might have some sort of receipts, because I don't know if Black really responded to her questions, honestly. So it's like, maybe she has a point, but to me it's like, okay, you this
too late in the game for
or more importantly, to me it's like, okay, you might be mad because you feel like an issue happened with your career because of his messiness in the bedroom. That's valid, but I know you're not riding here 20 years later for your friend who got cheated on. Like,
right, exactly. And I 100% agree.
So, you know, but that makes sense. If you're like, okay, basically I'm doing cover songs when I could have been in a real group because this man couldn't keep his pee in his pants. Now that's a valid thing to say. That's something to kind of stand on and really have a talk about where my career could have been if you weren't messing with the main singer and your side chick. Like, that's, you know, that's a real reason to be like, I don't want to talk to you. But she's not really articulating that. So
who's not? I'm sorry. Who's that?
Joy. To me, I feel like Joy, I feel like it probably has more to do with her career. It sounds like him being messy and sleeping around is what broke the band up. And maybe she feels like the band could have had some heat, I guess. And now she's singing cover songs in Mexico. So I could see where that would be a real reason to be stank, okay? Mm-hmm. But to just be like, riding hard because your girl got cheated on and she wasn't married to this man. And we were all like on the road and stuff in a crate, you know, like that doesn't really, to me, logically make sense. Mm-hmm. But either way, Joy's kind of like, I can't stand them. They did this and not really fully fleshing it out. And I'm not going to film with them. Wait, what? Right.
I need to see, like, I'm just saying. I either need
the full backstory or if you really, you can't have no backstory and you're not filming. Like, that's not working. You got to either tell us what's up. You got to
come with a dollar amount. Like, this whatever opportunity, like, I need somebody to say, hey, we had this opportunity to sign with a record label and they was about to give us, you know, a $2 million deal or whatever split.
Right. And then the lead singer caught him in bed with Sherelle and now we have nothing. And
now exactly. I think that's what I need.
Because I can't get no real gig. Now I'm here with you, Carlos, when I could have been a star. Like that's what we need to know. We need to know.
Exactly.
Tell us some.
Okay, I'm gonna put this poll in the chat, and I want you guys. It's only on YouTube. I know I can do it on Instagram. I just have not figured that part out yet. Give me a minute. But this is what I'm adding to the YouTube one. I want you guys to go in the YouTube chat and tell me. We got 17 likes, and we got about 17 people in the chat. Make sure y'all get the likes up, please, as you come into the room. To all the members and the new members, I want you to say welcome, welcome, welcome. You all know we have new emojis. Go in the chat and add the new emojis in the chat. Join the membership. Gift the membership. It's a whole vibe over here on Kamish Reviews. And everybody, you know 100% you are a Kamish Reviews crew. Y'all are 100% hitting that poll up in YouTube already. I will get the results in a minute. So, wow. One of the things I wanted to ask you guys is, I don't know, how do we feel about the fact of Arena and Jamie? Now, the thing with the Terry situation, different comments I've got behind the scenes, DC people are talking or whatever, you know, saying, look, y'all not looking at the situation. And I said this yesterday, when you listen to Terry talk, and I think Dina said something about it, she touched on it a little bit, Terry seemed like she was just straight coming for Joy. Now, Arena said, I am the one that arranged Terry to come here. Now, what does that mean? That all the information, Joy felt attacked. Joy felt like, how do you know this? If you saw that once or twice, she kind of looked, even her and Clifton was sitting there like, wait, what? What is the... So, I want to hear from you guys about that. Dina, what do you think?
Like I said, I felt like, you know, when she came in and she said she's, you know, reading the room, I don't know if Ashley and Sherelle and Black Energy jumped onto her or what, but she seemed like she was trying to go for the jugular with Joy. And then again, certain things should be said in private, like the whole question of her. Like Joy said, she ain't asked her if she could read her, number one. Number two, the whole thing digging into her dad and whatever was going on with that. It's like, we're in mixed company. Now, y'all know if y'all from the South or Black, y'all know y'all don't bring up certain things in front of mixed company. You know what I'm saying? If y'all, something going on with the family, but y'all got people at the house that ain't family, you don't talk about it. And if y'all got something going on and the Caucasians are there, you don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a standard. So the fact that you're in a room where half the room is against you, then you're not finna be, your wall is not finna be down, and you're not finna be talking about personal things about what your dad meant to you in your life and this is that and third in front of people that you don't even want to film with. You only there to get your check. So you sure not finna talk about nothing personal.
Okay. So where do you think the information came from is where I was also, what, you know, because the thing about it is these questions, I know she may be good, intuitive or whatever, but she was hitting things like someone has said, hey, girl, this is what so-and-so got going on. This is what so-and-so got going on. Okay, go. Do you understand what I'm saying? Go ahead, Erica.
I feel like...
Come on, Erica. Come on.
Okay, I'm 50-50. part of me feels like maybe Joy's stank attitude psychically touched the healer. So I'm 50% on that. And then I'm 50% on, obviously, Arena sent some text messages. And I'm 50% Arena text her before she got up in there. Like, look, girl, okay, nobody in there in the house stand her. Can you come in and make it right? So I am 50-50 either way, because to me, the healer should have said, can I heal you, right? But then it's sort of like if someone's like, okay, she got a bad attitude and you come in there and then a person continues to have that same bad attitude, then it's just, you know, hopefully she got a deposit up front, because at a certain point, they didn't even let the white woman talk. She's like trying to raise her hand on the side. So, it's a tough room, because you can't go in on somebody if they're feeling defensive. And I, so the healer thing, I had liked her in her other sessions with people before, but it's kind of tough. I think with that large of a group, I wasn't really sure. You know, you can't give Joy a therapy session in front of all of her enemies.
Like, come on, Erica. Not in front of her enemy, Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? It's like she, and because here's the thing, like Dina is saying all these people are against Joy, but also Joy is against all of these people, right?
True.
So Joy mm-hmm. is mad. She started to some, not saying she's that Ashley was right, but she got upset with Ashley initially. She was the one who threw these shots at Black. So of course now they're not messing with her. She's not messing with them. So to me, I feel like the healer should have delved more into those. She's not messing with them because of whatever issue she got with her father. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Like, she might have issues with her father that she is now appearing to be defensive about. Mm-hmm. That might be valid, but that's not why she don't like Black. You know, and that's certainly not why she don't like Ashley. She's upset with Ashley.
But wait, hold up. Wait, hold up. Let's go. Let's get a little messy. Hold up. Why is it? Okay, so before we got the clip of the red dog, how we got here is because she's like, she interrupted me, and then he had this look of his face. Like, I was like, what? Ashley is so petty, bro. I was watching that scene because I didn't really hear Ashley say anything, but as soon as she was like, because they were going back and forth a little bit, tit for tat. That shit was funny to me. Now, look. I could go ahead and be serious, but to me, that shit was funny. Dina?
Look, I got to say is, I don't know what Terry came in on, but it was not, it did not feel like love, light, and energy, okay? And I'm with Erica. I don't know if she got some pre-information. Like I said, you know, everybody in the room had a little bit of, you know, stank attitude. Ashley, Joy, Shirella and Black, like the only only couples that was like really neutral or was like chill was Winter and her boo and Jamie and Arena. So you know the air was thick. It seems like the way it was edited, every time Joy and Clifton aren't around, it's more light and fun.
Yeah,
and
then come on.
As they enter, it like sucks the air out.
Come
of
on,
the room.
Dina.
And so if that's the narrative y'all going with, we always say every season has to have a villain or, you know, some type of direction or, you know, some type of, you know, whatever towards somebody. So everybody can jump on the bandwagon. Like we had the Less Hate Winter season. And then, you know, last year, Ashley was the mean girl. And now this year we got Sassy Clifton and Joy got a bad attitude. Every season it just rotates. And I mean, hell, even one season, Jamie was the villain because nobody liked the way he talked to Arena.
But see, you know what, Dina? It could be an easy way to try to make it seem like, well, everybody hate this couple. This is why we had to remove this couple. There's always a narrative to everything. I'm just saying, period. Okay, so, but I want to also look at G-Baby. He said, I forgot about this part, but who called little boy? Call him little boy was childish. What do we think about that part, calling a grown man little boy? We got to touch on that. That's a big man, but, I'm going to say it like this. My dad always told me, you know, calling a man a boy, he made a big deal about that when I was growing up. He did. You know, he was like, do not call a grown man a boy or a bitch. He always told me that. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest. That's never been a positive thing. I just choose not to do it. I also have two boys as well, but I just choose not to do it. So what is y'all opinion on that? Erica, what do you think?
No, I mean, that's wrong. That's it's wrong. I mean, when she called him a bitch too, like, you know, it's tough.
It's tough. I'm laughing while she's saying it.
I mean, it's tough with, like, the boy thing I think is wrong. The bitch thing I think was accurate. So that's where I am.
Oh,
on
no. It. Wait a minute.
I'm in
now.
The middle. Like, I feel like.
Wait a minute. Clifton, what's happening with the shade, America?
Or not only. Well, okay. I'll say, to me, I think Sassy is better than bitch. So I would say Sassy is better than bitch. So he ain't a bitch. But he do got some, like.
Okay, Erica.
He does have some sassy ways. But I do think, like,
oh no,
that's just, you know, but I do think he's a grown ass man. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I do feel like the little boy thing, I think, is too far for sure.
It's really, I'm telling you. So who is this? Mm-hmm. So what did you think about, what did you think about that? Dina, we come from old school as
I just feel like that is like, well, we all know where the term boy, you know, comes from, right, from way back when. So when you call somebody a boy or a little boy, it's just, I don't know, it's just like for the being from the South, it's like the ultimate going for the jugular, because, you know, the disrespect in terms that, you know, come behind it or whatever. And so I don't know, it's just not the correct term, but
exactly. I feel like calling a Black man a boy is the same way when they call, you know, Black women aggressive or whatever. It is.
No. Erica, this is where we at the end. We're done Black History Month. It doesn't matter about the Black History Month. I just say it in general. I'm so sorry. I forgot to talk to you twice. I'm so sorry, Mama. But what I'm saying is, calling boy, and I know the good time saying is a white racist word. It really is with that. So the thing of it is, they call women girls, you know, like they called a grown woman a girl. Like they would see a Black woman, they would say, "Hey, girl," because it was I was just gonna say this. It was I was agreeing with you. I'm just saying, but I just want to expound on it. That is so nasty that when you call a grown woman a girl, it's the same thing when they call a full grown man a boy. I just want to say that because a lot of history gets washed down. That's something I felt passionate about. I couldn't stand when a person would call me a girl and they knew I was grown. And I'm gonna check the shit out of you.
A lot of them, even if they knew your name, even if it was your master, yes, you know, they'd be like, "Now go on, get girl."
Yes, ma'am.
Now, go on, get there you boy. Go. That's like they never humanized you by saying, "Now go on, get out of here, Charlotte."
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. Right. So that's why for me, I felt different by her saying he's acting like a bitch as opposed to calling him a little boy. So I do feel like those two things have a different history behind them and a different way of, you know, just whatever. And and he's still a full grown ass man anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he might be like Peter. He might be in a lot of mess, but it's not like he's not to some extent handling business from what we can see in his family or whatever. So I do feel like there's a difference in, you know, I feel like she crossed the line with the little boy thing, and that's right.
Yes, well, definitely.
Okay, so Miss Terry, we think she might have been fed a little bit with her intuitive.
She might just be a good healer, girl.
Baby, but she was done with the healing and got up out of there. My whole reaction with Winter getting so upset with her leaving. Now, Winter, ma'am, I'm sorry. Why in the hell did you get so upset because she got up and left? It's almost, because to me, I was looking at Winter like she is being neutral, and I'm not going to be on anybody's side or anything like that. I'm just like, you know, trying to be cool, blah, blah. I was in a line of fire last season, but I felt like you getting upset and getting mad at Joy was too far, because she's upset because this woman brought up her childhood and her dad and all kind of stuff. I feel she had every right to get up and walk away. So
why I drive my own car,
girl,
or Uber when I go certain places with my family. Because if y'all get on that BS, I'm out. and ain't nobody gonna stop me. I see, like right now, Jamie and all them, they like stuck there. Now I don't know if they rode over there with them in the Sprinter and they got to take an Uber back to their place 20 minutes away or whatever, and walking out the door was the best availability. But let me tell you, that is the number one reason why I make sure I got my own way to and from places, because if something pop off, I gots to go.
Exactly. Now I do feel like maybe, and I hate to bring up the race thing, maybe they needed a black healer, because the white healer could not control the conversation. So she was so busy asking Joy about her daddy that she never liked to. At some point, Joy asked Black, how did you all really meet or whatever? And that kind of like, and they never, and they started to answer it, and then, and you know, then was the whole thing about who went home. But there, you know, so it should have been like, okay, are we having a real discussion? And then they start talking over each other. So I was like, healer, we can't hear nobody. Healer, healer, who has the mic? I can't even hear what they're saying anymore. So like,
wait a minute, not healer.
Healer was like, excuse me, and I was like, healer, I need you to stand up and take control.
We forgot she was there. Okay,
period. I was like we need a more ethnic healer, I think, because
not an urban healer.
We need an urban healer to be like, look, can only one person talk at a time, who has the receipt?
Can we get one of color, please? Thank you.
Oh, like, remember how they did several times,
with an
like,
afro.
Whoever has the spoon or the rock or whatever gets to speak.
Exactly. I was like, exactly. G-Baby says it was not a real answer to that question. And that's the thing. It's like, okay,
yes, it wasn't.
If you all are really saying, you know what I mean? Not that you all, if you all feel like you don't have to explain, you don't have to explain. But if you're going to explain.
Make it really wasn't an answer. They were dancing right around there. Like, see,
there was such a long pause because they had to sit and think, what did we say on Carlos' show? So can't nobody be like, this is what they said when they was interviewing with Carlos, and this is what they said on the cabin trip.
Look, Joy got him angle from the way Joy sat back there. How'd y'all meet? Because I wasn't expecting it. It looked like it was random. Like, you know how you have a script ready? And it's like, this wasn't no script. They were looking like, wait a minute, we didn't have a discussion at the table reading of what we were going to talk about it.
Right. Because Joy, the whole time, Joy was kind of like, I don't care, I'm not in it, whatever. But then I was like, okay, does Joy have a receipt? Let's hear the receipt. How did y'all meet? And all of a sudden, it was a whole bunch. It was eight people talking at one time. I was like, healer, I need you to stand up.
We had that one moment.
We got real quiet, though, for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. It was like,
everybody was like, wait, what? 20 years ago? What? Where are you going, Joy?
Everybody was asleep for 30 seconds. Like, wait, what happened?
Except for Jamie, because he was fucking that chicken up. He reminded me of Safari from Love and Hip Hop when they had that argument. He was just sitting there eating his food, watching like a tennis game. That was Jamie. He was fucking.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He said they were wrong. Jamie was kind of like, this episode is not about me. I'm just chilling. You know, Dina, I'm telling you, girl, if I got some good food, I don't care who's family. I'm like, look, if I'm not in the scene, y'all go catch me just literally eating, enjoying myself. It is what it is. Shit, I got to eat. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, so people in the chat are saying, why walk off? She was rude. How was she rude? If I'm sitting here being grilled about my whole life, including my childhood, in front of people I don't like, I'm going to get the fuck up out of there. Now, look, Dean, I'm going to say this. If we're sitting here talking about our situation only, let me just say this again for the people in the back who can't hear. Now, if we're talking about our situation only, but I mean, I'm saying if I'm Joy and I'm saying Black or Ashley or whatever, I'm going to sit there through it and we're going to talk it out. But for you talking about my childhood or my dad, the way I feel about my dad, bro, either I get up and walk out, or you're gonna be laid out. So my move is to get up and walk out, period. Okay, so I don't care. Nobody say in the chat. I don't care. Nobody say. You don't have to talk about my childhood or anything like that in front of people I don't even like.
I agree with that. Although I will say, I mean, if we keep it 100, at that point, the healer had totally lost control. So she ain't gonna keep nobody from walking out. And people gonna go to the bathroom. Like the healer, I was like, girl, I hope you got your money up front because you're not even here anymore. No one is listening to you.
Right. And because I mean, I think originally if I was Joy, I would have been like, this is not the time and place to discuss this in front of mixed company. If you want to discuss the issues at hand, with you know, the struggle within the group, that's fine, but you're not finna relate the struggle in the group to whatever struggles I had in childhood or whatever, because the two that's reaching you reaching for that can of Crisco on the top shelf, and you only 5'2", you was reaching.
And also I think, you know, I hate to bring it back to the healer, but to me, when they were all talking over each other, that's when the healer should have taken control. So yes, to me, once it dies down, it'd be like, well, Joy, back to you. When you didn't say nothing when this person was talking over me, like, yeah, deuces. You know what I'm saying? So to me, feel like it's rude to just be up. But but to me, it is rude to just, you know, get up. But at that point, she lost them when they had that big argument, and then she couldn't control the room, which, you know, that was really her purpose of being there. Otherwise, they could all yell and scream amongst themselves without having a healer or some sort of therapist there. Like, Dr. Phil never would have allowed that. And neither would Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, Dr. Ponytail, it's other doctors that would have said, no, y'all not going to sit here and scream.
Ivana Van Zapp. Where was she at? We gotta come through with
her. And you're not on my watch. Ayanda would not have stood for all that over the mic cross talking. Not have stood for it. So
okay, first of all, Mod, I'm about to get frustrated with you. First of all, crawfish is a delicate thing for where I'm from. For the fact that you sitting here typing, Dina, please help her because I don't even want to get involved.
Yeah, I didn't already told her it was catfish, and we didn't say it was catfish in 18 different.
Although I do think LaRon said crawfish when he thought he was about to be eliminated on Friday.
Yeah, he was like, "Can I get my crawfish to go?"
So crawfish is important.
I'm making a crawfish boil. I was just talking about that today because I'm gonna make one very soon. I'm gonna record it when I do it too. Dr. Ponytail.
Yes, Dr. Ponytail Dr. Ponytail knows
Steven how Seagal. To.
She would have got them good. Yes, I miss her too because she was a good doctor. Oh, so God, they need her on this show. They could use Dr. Ponytail on this show because she would have done good. I think she would have done a better job than the healer because she would have been like, y'all not gonna be yelling and stuff on my dollar while I'm sitting here. So,
Oh Lord, a complete hot mess.com sound like to me. Oh, my stomach hurt. So besides the healer and besides the mess of the trip and then Winter breaking her knee or whatever. Anyway, besides that, is there anything else that we miss?
Nope.
No, I think that's pretty much it was all sort of kind of fluff until the healer thing. So.
Oh, the healer. She sure.
Well, let me ask you all this. What are your all thoughts about, because at one point Winter was like, I didn't want them to stay at a place that was 20 minutes away or whatever. And it's like, you know, I don't know.
Are you talking about because of the fact that Jordan was like 20 minutes away, right?
Right, right. And I was like, well, it was kind of like we're on this group trip and then they can drop in when they feel like it, which I thought was fair if you don't get along with everybody. So
right, but they said in the previous episode that Winter made their arrangements, so it wasn't their fault that they wasn't right next door.
Hold on, I wanted to show you guys really quick the poll.
Oh yeah.
I want y'all to see the poll. Wait, why am I on this one? Hold on, let me go to my.
But yeah, that's what they said in the previous episode.
Right. So that's what made it so crazy, because then it made it seem like, okay, well, this is what they're doing. So I'm like, well, did she make, who made
it? Yeah, Winter, you know? Winter made the arrangements. And because they were like, oh, thanks, Winter, for the good arrangements. And I even said last week, at least they got their own bathroom. So, you know, yeah. But then
in this episode, she's like, oh, I didn't want them to be 20 minutes away. So that whole thing, I was like, huh? Like, make it make sense. Like, I that part, that was a little bit of a glitch in the production that I did not really get.
Okay, so yeah. The response on the poll was 50% no and 25% yes, and I put I don't care 8% and maybe 17%.
Oh, Joy and Black were intimate.
That's, people have been saying that. Like, I just wanted to know what people thoughts about that. And so that's what that was interesting to see. So it's kind of half and half a little bit. But a lot of people would say no. I just think that Joy probably wrote for her friend super super hard. But my thing is, if the girl is not riding for it, why are you?
Is yeah, I agree.
You need to make that link. Like, oh, this messed up. I need a dollar amount. This messed up. Blank, blank, blank dollars. And
I feel like she feels like her career would have been bigger than what it is because of the debacle of this group, which was mostly due to him, you know, being a hoe. That's my theory.
Because
to me, I'm like, yeah, because like you all, this was 20 years ago. So there might be someone I didn't like who, you know, an old boyfriend of a friend who cheated. But like, you know, if everybody's married with new kids and stuff, like, who, huh? Like, who is still doing that hard?
Right.
So I think it has more to do with probably his breakup with that girl demolished the group. And if the group was about to really hit it, or in her mind, she thought they were about to really make it. And now, like, I'm seeing it at resorts in Mexico. Like, that makes sense to be mad. I would be mad. You know, that's something you might carry for 20 years. But, you know, just because he wasn't married to her girlfriend. So, like, you know.
Sure. Hold on. What romantic letter? I don't know about no romantic letter to make Winter cry.
You're a letter. Nobody cares about that bull crap.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Hold on, before we get out of here really quick, I want to do real quick. I want you guys, I got like maybe 40 or so people watching the channel. I want you guys to support my other brand, my other channels. I have other brands. Please go support the grilling, the makeup channel. I'm not as active on the movie channel, but the celebrity talk channel really is popping. So please, guys, take a few moments and go and subscribe to those channels. Now, I want to really quick say something about the love letter that made her cry. So Dina said she didn't care, but what did you want to say about it, Erica? I feel like you had something you want to add to it.
No, not really good. I mean, who cares? I didn't care that much either. It's funny. It was... I feel like you do what you can to get some for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he's trying to abolish the abstinence arrangement. So, but it was cute.
Well, at the end of the day, we'll probably never find out about the whole thing with Joy the Band. You know, that whole thing with Joy the Band reminds me of like one of those real world documentary shows, like, you know, those the band that was in the hometown, that was popular in the hometown. You know, that's the tea that it gives me. And I just feel like it's a story behind it, not because they were like big or whatever, just because we're talking about it so much. I just want to hear the background, the real tea, everybody who's involved with it. Because I'm pretty sure if we would sit back and talk to all the band members, I bet you everybody's story would be either the puzzle pieces that fit, or everybody's story is different. Either way it goes, I want to be messy here.
Right. That's what I want. I want the hot tea.
Come on now. I really want to hear. Hey, Confessions. Shout out to everybody who came to chat today. This was actually a fun live that I was being a little grumpy about in the beginning. Dina could tell you behind the scenes, but I was, but anyway, doesn't matter.
Now V Jones says the letter didn't hit because we know they are not together now. And I think that, I mean, I think that's probably it too, because you're kind of like, okay, well, whatever.
and if we knew that they were still together or this would have been released on time, it probably would have been different. I agree.
And I will say this, since we're coming down to the end, when we talk about how you deal with women in public, in the preview, we see her man, I don't even know his name, kind of sticking up for Joy or something like that.
Yep.
And then Winter, like, I'm like, is this the beginning of the end? Like, that's all we're looking for. Like, what's the beginning of the end? So, but that brings to the point kind of what we were talking about earlier, and Dina was making the point of, how do you stand behind your person in a public setting? So, you know, we have to see that episode. But yeah, it's like, okay, you know, if Quick were to be like, oh, Ashley, you know, you were wrong to run in there, you know, whatever, in front of the whole group, then Ashley would be like, okay, who you going home with? Like, who you sleeping with tonight? Like, whose bed you going home to? Because you're not going home with me. Like, where are you going? So to me, it'll be interesting to see, you know, next week's episode. I feel like the producers must be really struggling. Like, I feel like they have a lot of footage, but this is not the most interesting season. But but I found that clip interesting because it's like, okay, yeah, that's what happens when you go against the person you with in front of everybody. Like, you know, you run that risk. So,
guys, make sure y'all check out the new members' emojis I have added. If you are a member, make sure y'all check them out and post them as you come into the live. Make sure you guys go follow the ladies I have up here. They are both content creators. Y'all know Dina, aka Christina, has a new channel, The Receipt Queen. She's been typing in the chat. Make sure you guys please go follow Erica. Exactly, Erica been really active lately, and her channel been doing some things. So make sure you guys please go follow the two of them. But the Receipt Queen, I need to put her link in the chat and pin it so y'all can go and follow her. She is a good commentator, good content creator. And she has, type in the chat, Dina, so I can post, I mean, I'm sorry, pin it on YouTube.
What, my channel?
Just type in the chat, because I'm going to
pin it. Oh, I did type in the chat.
Let me see, because I'm on YouTube now. Where are you? I don't see you.
I just
typed
in, y'all.
No, I'm on type in the YouTube chat. Maybe I should say that. Type in the YouTube chat. I need to just look at your channel. Let me just look at your channel. I think, did I find you? Yep, I did. I'm just gonna I always forget how to actually share.
Hold on.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Copy. I got it. Okay, so now I'm from the top. Well, I see you there. I see you didn't type, but I'm from the paste as well. So I'm from the pin this. Please make sure you guys go and click on this chat. Hold on. Why can't I pin this link? Hold on. Okay, well, for some reason, it wanted me to pin her, yours, but I pinned the link to the chat. It doesn't matter. I just wanted it pinned up there. Y'all go and follow and subscribe to the channel. I need to get this channel. I want this channel to at least to 500 so she can monetize this channel. Because now it's 500. My channel that I have right now going is 500. I just need to get the watch time hours up. So she has 54 subscribers. Let me actually share. I'm going to take this step further. Hang on. And then I'm gonna share Erica's too. I don't know. I mean, I'm just gonna go ahead and show. Yeah, this is her channel.
Thank you for all those that like and subscribe.
This is Dina's channel. This is her new channel. Please go and follow her channel. Okay. Of course, she still is a bad Betty girl queen. She still got that. She's still that girl. Y'all didn't understand that. So there's a lot going on with the. I know. Are you still covering the stuff like the new crazy show when Dina? I mean, when she hit her in the face and the whole thing that came out with Natalie. I'm surprised you ain't covered all that because that's been crazy. You're coming on it.
And then BMF. I'm gonna do BMF today.
Yeah, I did it yesterday too, girl. We gotta talk about the behind the scenes. Okay, so guys, please go and follow the Receipt Queen. Let's get those, because I know I've had about 50 of y'all in the chat. Let me find Miss Erica while I'm here. See how your name come up. You see how your name come up my search? See how your name come up? That means I follow y'all for real, for real. Okay. Ooh, this first one with the okay. F that. Okay. I love how you go in there and change. I've been telling y'all, go in there and customize y'all channel. So y'all go please and go follow exactly Erica as well, please. She has 161. We need to get her at 500 also. So these two, we need to get them at 500 so they can be monetized. That is the new number, and that is the goal. And I know that, Erica, tell me about your journey. You on a how many days? What did you say?
Oh my gosh, you actually watched that video. Okay. I always say it at the end. Okay, so I'm trying to get monetized.
That tells you I watch y'all stuff. Thank you.
I know, because I didn't say that till the end. Okay. So I'm trying to get monetized in 90 days. So let's get it in. So yeah.
Let's go.
See, you just a challenge. But yeah, okay.
I'm like the teacher. I watch all of my kids' stuff. I watch y'all stuff. I work overnight, so I usually watch Dina confession stuff, and I watch Mod stuff because it wakes me up because she's screaming. So yes, I watch, you know, everybody's stuff at night, and just saying. So make sure you guys go and follow. Oh my god, my queen's channels, please. Okay, but with that being said, guys, this was a good live, actually.
This was funny, guys. Yeah.
It really was a fun live. So, what do you got coming up, ladies? Tell me what you got coming up. Erica, what you got coming up? Start with you. What's coming up on your channel?
I'm going to follow up on some comedy stuff with Corey Holcomb and
that sort of thing.
It's like I almost have to watch his show every Tuesday because I'm like, oh, he does something crazy every week. And then
Did you hear Mike Epps said? You need to follow.
I saw part of, I'm going to go back and watch that interview because Mike Epps talked a lot about his drug addiction. He had a few good points in that interview. And so I want to talk a little bit more because I think there's a dichotomy kind of going on in comedy between the Kevin Hart and the Dave Chappelle's and the Cat Williams and the Monique's and kind of where people fall on that sort of, you know, comedy, urban comedy.
We should collaborate on my other channel. My other channel is comedy and celebrities. So we should collaborate.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Because I think there's a lot of stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. I'm debating. Well, right now there's no Love After Lockup show. And I don't know. The Real Housewives have kind of been dry. So, so I'm doing more commentary stuff. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do another 90 day. There was some kind of 90 day fiance drama going on with Michael this week. So I kind of covered that.
Do you not do the 90 day that comes on Max TV where they do all them dating? You don't watch that Date Life one, the 90 days? Do you not watch that one? I'm surprised you don't do that one.
I have not been doing that one. I've been doing... Like, I like them, but the shows are like 2 hours and it's getting a little repetitive. But there's certain couples like Mike and Angela are the couple that got me really watching it. And so, you know, their whole drama kind of playing out in real time.
Well, then just do a rant about it then maybe. Then maybe do a rant about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do for because you know I don't do Your Love Is Blind, but there are about 3-4 couples on there. As soon as this reunion hit, I got some shit to say because they didn't irritate me.
Okay, so Dina, you got coming up, Mama? What you got coming on your channel?
I'm gonna drop 2 episodes of BMF today. They'll probably be recorded, and then Confessions and I, we still need to do the reunion for baddies and all that drama that's going on over there at Zeus because everybody's sleeping with everybody. And then after they drop the reunion, the full, I don't know if it's going to be 1 or 2 parts for Love Is Blind. I binge watched it yesterday and I got some things to say.
So what I wanted to tell you guys, when I said that my channel, hold on, that I was speaking about, I'm really proud of this channel because Kamisha Reviews, Let's Talk Celebrities and Comedians, I have gotten a lot of good views on my comedy commentary. I'm really proud of it, and I want you guys to come over there and follow. It's a new thing I'm doing. It's called comedy celebrities. I mean, I'm getting some really good hits on it, so make sure you guys go over there and follow. I'm at 579. I just gotta get my watch time hours, and I'll be able to monetize my second channel. So, and also, let me go ahead and go back to, hold on, because I'm just really just feeling the love today. My ladies have been so good to me. Y'all go over and follow exactly Erica. Like, again, she has great commentary. Please go over there and follow these ladies. Like, this video she did by Monique really got some good views. So, y'all go over there and follow these ladies. They have good content coming up. We really are going into the fall season. And, you know, no more of the strike or whatever. So, we got some good TV coming up. BMF, I enjoyed watching and reviewing it yesterday. Like Dina said, we got the reunion coming up, Love and Blind. So you're covering Love and Blind reunion, Dina?
Yeah, I'm just going to give my thoughts on the whole season. I'm not doing episode by episode because I really don't care about some people, but there's like maybe three or four couples that I need to talk about that just work my nerves.
Tina, and I'm go- also...
Hold on, Erica, real quick. Tina, go to my YouTube channel. I actually have Dina's channel pinned to the very top of the comments. You can just click on it and you can follow her that way. I'm sorry, Erica. Go ahead, baby.
No, it's okay. And I was going to say, I am also going to be doing Seeking Sister Wives. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
That just started this week. There's one episode. I'm one episode behind. So, and they air on Monday. So I'm going to drop that later today. And then I'll start back.
Also, guys, if you see on the, let me see if I can zoom in a little bit. If you guys can see, whenever I share a channel, you guys can see right by their name, it has the at by their name. And let me do it again for Dina, because you said you couldn't find, crap, let me go back to, I lost the tab. There we go. Hold on. Now I can't. Is it the receipt? Is the receipt clean together, Dina?
Yeah, it's all one word.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so when I share the channel, you can see right there, you can see it. Because people always try to type in the name. Like, I get confused too, but you see how it's all, however it's said on the channel, it will come up. Because as soon as I type in it all together, her channel came right up. So we got almost 40 people in here watching. And I'm hoping you guys have went in and subscribed to both of these channels, because they come on here every Sunday and you guys enjoy. Not only Sunday, Dina's come on here for Ready to Love on Saturday as well. You guys enjoy. I get the DMs all the time or the comments when you guys enjoy what they have to say. So go and follow the individual channels and their content, because for YouTubers right now, we're going into our fall season. I know it sounds funny, but we're going to go into summertime when all the new shows, the new reality shows drop. And so for YouTubers who review shows and different things, it's going to be popping. And with Dina, as far as Jocelyn, do you have any tea of the new season coming up, Dina? About
No, they said a couple months back that they was filming season 5, but I haven't been to see anything that when it's gonna actually be released. But yeah, you know, I can't do too much with Zeus because they snatched my other channel. But you know, it's all good.
It's funny you said that. I was just sitting here reading when you said Zeus had Dina, aka Christina Paytime. I was like, oh my god! But I actually love that. As that being in your description, because you want everybody to know, because I know, like I say, it's other channels that has to happen to. I wish you would get together with other channels and y'all would do like
right. And see, the reason video. Why I put that up there, so if people do search Dina, aka Christina, then you know that
it's smart. It's very smart. No, it's very, very smart. So she does cover Zeus. In fact, her other channel was popping. You know, and she was one of the first bloggers to cover. It was her and a few other people that covered the Zeus shows, and that was an unfortunate situation. They took it down. So let's get this channel to grow. She'll probably still cover Zeus, but she'll move a certain way. You know what I'm saying? But to still cover it. But anyway, I wanted to share you guys' channel. give a few 10-15 minutes for you guys to shine, and you know, let everybody go over there and subscribe and check out their content. So with that being said, guys, it's been a really good live. Thank you guys. I gotta go to work tonight, unfortunately. We'll see you guys next week. Next week we'll be here same place, same time. One thing I want you guys to know, and that nothing that will never change about this, I am the queen of reality TV. Don't get it twisted and don't doubt it. It is what it is, period.